The latest data we have on malnutrition patients is pointing to an increase. An estimated 35% of Zimbabwe's children have got chronic malnutrition, what sometimes we call a stunting. This means a low height for their age. When a child is stunted, that means they will not develop as one might want them to do, and it really, really hampers their prospective future. So 1 in 3 children under the age of 5 in Zimbabwe is stunted or is chronically malnourished.
How prevalent is the problem?
It's a nationwide problem. The most hardest hit areas are obviously those areas with low crop yields. These are like areas in Manicaland, Chibuwe, Chipinge areas, the Muzi areas, Choko Muzi areas, and some parts of Matabeleland. Obviously, this is highly linked to the food insecurity in those areas, the crop yields, the low rains. These are the areas that are the most affected.
You launched a surveillance program today. How is this program going to work? Which areas are you going to go to?
The vehicle donation was to the 10 provinces across the country. This is just to aid in the monitoring and evaluation of all our nutrition. As you know, working with the government of Zimbabwe, UNICEF has got an array of nutrition base we already have. And based on this and based on the need, there was a need to ensure that there is smooth for monitoring and evaluation purposes. And then secondly, also the access to moving things like ready-to-use food items like the plumpy nuts from provincial warehouses to communities was also critical. So that's why we're donating this. So these are really utility vehicles to ensure that the most vulnerable child at community levels is nutritional support that they require.
How many children are you targeting and over what time period?
We're already working with various hospital facilities to ensure that our acute and severe malnutrition is monitored. But also, this is 10 provinces. So when we say 10 provinces, this is really a national drive. Already we're saying when we're working around chronic malnutrition, we target and expected about 22,000 children over every year.